I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of legends, we have a comedy legend in the studio with us today.
Oh, my God.
Please welcome Mr. Joe Coy.
Thank you. Joe, good morning.
How long have you been a star?
This is,
forever.
How long have I been doing this? 30 years.
30 years. But when did it hit you that
it
people recognized you and you could get your own Netflix specials and all that
stuff? I think it was 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
So the first special I paid for myself.
Did you?
No, swear to God.
Well, I could do that.
That's what happened, though. They said no on the first one, and I paid for that myself.
Oh.
And then I sold it to them.
From your Nordstrom savings?
I'm being 100%
really?
Honest, yeah.
That's awesome.
Really what happened.
So
they said no.
All that shoe money.
Money and everything. I put everything. My son was not going to college anymore. I was like, you know, don't even study. Dad's spending your college money on his own dream.
You know, Joe, from time to time, we hear from listeners who, you know, pay attention to what we say, which I don't understand that. But whenever they talk about you, they say, you know, that guy that used to sell shoes you have on there. That's how people.
Are you serious? That's great.
And they even know where you sold them.
What? They say Nordstrom? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my
Rack.
God.
Nordstrom Rack.
Because you don't get the benefits.
Unbelievable. That's exactly what they do.
Okay. We know.
Yeah. No commission, no benefits.
Oh, boy.
Just clean up with a shovel. Just shoes all over the floor.
Week. I was at a restaurant last week, and I ran into this lady. Said, hey, listen to your show. Who's that comedian, the one from Nordstrom Rack?
Wow.
So you ought to, there ought to be some way that Nordstrom's can take advantage
of
you.
Yeah, they should actually pay me back.
I was going to say, yeah.
The most miserable job.
Exactly.
Oh, the worst.
I can't imagine.
Oh, the worst.
I know what people do because it's all on those racks. You try them on, and those don't fit. You toss them.
I'm not trying to be mean, but women are the worst, though.
Yeah, no, you're
men,
right.
Men, it's like, you know, it's the same looking shoe, but the women have different shoes.
So they
put one on, and then they just kick the other one off.
They kick it off. It's the same in a dressing room. You go in, and there'll be mounds of clothes.
Mounds.
It's really, yeah. No.
Scott, they put one shoe on, so they'll bend over and put the shoe on. Mm. But to take it off, they just kick it off with their foot.
Done with it.
So like a dog.
But aren't you responsible for taking all the shoes back and putting them back?
That's exactly what I had to do. I had one lady kick the shoe off, and then she saw me go down the aisle, and we just both awkwardly looked at each other like, really?
Bitch.
Is this really? Yeah. I didn't want to say
She's
that.
Like,
here, let's do it again. Kick it off, and I look at you go,
But enough about your past.
Yes.
You're one of the few people that has a podcast.
Yes. I'll do it. I want to start a trend, Scott. Hopefully people will follow my lead.
Now, Patty, how many people do you say have podcasts now?
I think there's something over 600,000 podcasts.
Wow. Were you number 599?
I think I'm 590. Yeah, around if you can count half.
Yeah, but you actually have listeners. Most of those don't have many.
I started a while ago, though. Yeah. This is going on my, like, seventh year.
The Koi Pond?
Yeah.
Now, do you just talk yourself? You got to forgive me, but I haven't had a chance to listen because I'm waiting. She's next in line.
Oh, of course.
But,
what?
But do you interview people or you just talk to yourself?
I mean, I like it. I mean, it'll be cool if you and I did it once, but usually it's just me. You won't?
I'm the one guy that doesn't have one.
No, you really should.
No, but I want to.
Unbelievable story.
I would love to just dig deep.
Oh, it's scary.
And get into Scott's head.
Yeah. You don't want to dig deep.
Yeah.
We want to dig deep. So you're going to be at the Borgata in AC Friday night.
Yes, sir. It's sold out, though.
Oh,
wow.
Never mind.
I'm here to say hi to you guys.
Hug us. You always have such great hugs.
Mm-hmm. What about the NJ Pack on Friday night?
Completely sold out.
Saturday night?
Wow. Sold out.
Wow. All right, get me in Sunday night.
Yes. Oh, you can get in whenever you want,
sir. But is that not, Sunday night's got some opening?
No, I think that's sold, too. Yeah. Sold out.
Golly.
But I got Radio City Music Hall May 2020. There's a few tickets left there. Dude, I can't wait.
They can, all your fans can still get
you can get
that
tickets
way
to that next right, year.
So you don't have to pay for your specials anymore, I'm assuming.
No, that's been a blessing.
So the kids can go to college.
If Joe steps up his grades, he's not going to college, Scott. I'm not even going to try and fake it.
Me.
No, he's not.
How old is he? 17?
He's 7. He's going to be 17. It's not happening.
What's he just going to be your son?
I think he's going to be my son.
Let him take a few years and start a little bit.
It's going to be a while. He's
you
gonna
know what you tell this young man?
What?
I'm rich. You're not.
I know, right?
You got to do it. You got to. There's so many kids out there. They're living in the basement of their parents' house.
Yeah, but when you live in his house, I live there too.
Yeah.
It's probably a great basement.
It's a beautiful house.
See?
So you think Joe Jr. is just going to hang out there?
Yeah. Nordstrom Rack money.
What do you pay over there at your place?
My son is lazy. You're right, though. I got to step it up.
Yeah.
I guess I don't want him to leave either. I think it's something about...
You know, about 22, 23, man, you might rethink that.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That is true.
I love having my kids home.
I was with my mom until I was 30, so.
Oh,
and she didn't want me to leave.
All mine are gone now. Boy, they're all in college. All three of them are in college, and so are Sue's.
Yeah.
It's really, it's a scary thing when they go, so I get that feeling.
Yeah, that emptiness. But I when I was living with my mom, I would make up reasons why I'm staying there. Like, I fixed all the lights, Mom. You're good. You'll be able to walk around the house. Oh, my God, thank you for still living here.
I got I took the recycling out last night.
Thank you. Oh, those are heavy bags.
You're my son.
Mine don't do that, even when they're home.
So I'm looking at the whole schedule of stuff you're doing. You got the special out coming in hot on Netflix. That's going great.
Thank you.
You got that, don't you have a true TV deal going?
That's still, it's Hollywood.
Yet.
It's whatever it is. It's probably not going to happen now.
Oh.
So that's whatever. But I have another deal going on now.
Okay.
So, I just signed a deal. I can't make that announcement right now until we ink it. But it's probably going to be done by next week.
Is it sitcom-ish? Is it?
Yeah, it's very. It's based on my stand-up, and it's with a great company, great network.
Love
so
it. Love that.
I'll call in and tell you.
Okay.
If that's cool.
Now here's the deal.
Yes, sir.
You have nothing to push here. You're so out, but you came by to see us anyway, and I was talking about when did you know you made it big. At what point will you say you're not coming by here anymore? I'm too
never
big
I'm
for
too
that
big.
Never, ever, ever.
I'm too important to
I have to keep
arena
coming back. I don't understand when you stop doing this. Like, I will always promote something, at least me, myself, if it's not a TV show, but just to let people know.
Yeah.
And plus, I love coming in here and talking.
Yay.
I go back. You know how I first saw you ever? I used to watch that Chelsea Lately.
Oh, yeah.
And you were the only funny comedian you had on there. I hate to say it.
You were.
Including
stop
her.
Stop. That was.
Come on, Scott.
They would all sit there at this table, and she would say to bring up a topic.
Yeah, right, right.
And then you guys had to go, whoa, I guess the guy didn't have any hair down there.
I guess that
what
guy
or whatever. I don't know.
Is that what we said, Scott?
Some of
we're talking pubic hair right now?
No, you are. I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's what you said. Oh, my Lord.
So we're good. We're going to be good for a while.
Yeah, forever.
Bye.
Forever, Scott. I'll go get your balls. I'll find them. That sounded creepy. I shouldn't have said that. But I will find those balls.
I got you. Better than Jerry did yesterday.
Yes, he's talking golf.
So let's go back a little bit. How did your parents meet? That was kind of an interesting story.
It's just the same. I think any parent from, what is it? Come on. What is that called?
Services?
California?
Yeah. Baby boomer.
Baby boomer.
That you know, it's the military brought us together. So that's how my mom and dad met. You know, my dad came from Buffalo, and he was like, well, I'm finding myself an Asian woman. And
I don't think
join the Air Force.
I don't
think
your dad said that.
Oh, he said, let me protect this country. That's what he said.
And then
reap the benefits of finding an Asian woman.
And where did he find her?
He found a Filipino. She's, I'm half white, half Filipino, man.
Oh.
Which is pretty cool. My next Netflix special, I'm shooting in the Philippines.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's nice. Cool.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. January 11th.
There, who's married to a Filipino
woman. Really?
Couldn't be happier.
Of course.
He's like,
they're the best.
Yeah. I'm looking at it this way. She's happy. He hangs around and takes the trash out.
Right.
What else you got going on now?
My mom, this is a true story, Scott. I'll show you the text when we go to break. She literally sent me a picture of a Mercedes. And she goes, do you like this? And I go, yeah. And then she goes, thank you.
And?
I bought it for her.
But it,
thank you.
Unbelievable.
Nice, it's nice to be successful and have somebody else pay for your Netflix special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Always good to see you.
I love you, Scott.
I hope you don't ever have to go back to the shoe section at Nordstrom's. Joe Coy, ladies and gentlemen, you can't go to see him. Everything's sold out, but he comes by. Anyway,
love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.